Back when I first tried to make a go of my stained glass, I paid for a Yellow Page ad in the local phone book. You know, until there were half a dozen different books. And before the internet made them essentially obsolete, despite the proliferation dropped off on the ground by our mailbox. Invariably, I got calls for window repair, safety glass, mirror, about everything glass-related except stained glass commissions. But I answered every call and message machine, and always they thanked me for getting back to them. This, I sincerely believe, is our obligation as business people. But not, apparently, on the salty South End. Never was, never will be, and I should know, having been here 45 years. The new arrivals, folks who maybe need a roof repaired or a toilet fixed, ask me why, when they've left a message for Bubba's Fix-It Shop, Bubba never calls back. And neither does Clyde or Will or any of the other contractors down here or up island. They think maybe they're being discriminated against by the locals, meaning us old-timers. I say, nah, just good old boys who never return calls when the economy is good, only when they're out of work and the mortgage payment is overdue and the missus is threatening to leave them with the kids after the divorce is finalized. I hired a neighbor to grade and gravel my driveway about a year ago. I've called him to see if maybe the gravel is sitting on one of those container ships I see anchored across Saratoga Straits over by Whidbey Island. You know, a supply chain issue. My guy never answers a phone, and if you think he's called me back, I got some prime nettle acreage you might be interested in instead of investing in cryptocurrency. Folks like to believe in the quaint notion of shopping local. Me, I gave up on that a long time ago. Nowadays, I let my fingers do the walking. Maybe not in the phone book, but on the internet. You want to shop loco, be my guest. But Bubba's not calling you back.